This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast, this is Bill Caskey.
Brian Neal.
We're back with you on a Monday. We release now every Monday.
I notice your hands are tan and your face is tan. You must have had a good weekend at the pool.
I had a pool weekend.
You did?
Listen to the race.
Yeah, how was that?
The race, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, you have to explain to people what the race is, because we're in Indianapolis.
That's right. The Indianapolis 500-mile race was this weekend.
It's a very, very, very big deal here.
And if you don't go and put yourself through that misery at the track for 5 hours when it's 98 degrees, you sit by a pool somewhere and enjoy the broadcast.
Listen to it on the radio.
I did that.
It was quite exciting. I always get a kick out of watching the award show, which most people around across the country don't get to see.
We get to see
live the award show, which I really like. And I was actually watching it last night saying to my wife, because she knows I like to watch it, I said, really? This is the most boring freaking TV show ever on the planet. They just bring the guy up, say, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm going to miss something if I don't watch it. It is a complete waste of an hour of my life every year, and I watch it every year.
Usually it's like 3 hours.
It is. It's brutal. Brutal. Anyway.
Okay. Special episode today. Yeah. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we asked our listeners for a volunteer to be coached by us on a specific sales deal that they may be in the middle of. And we had a response from Norm R.
Yep.
From Norm, where are you from?
Depends on what era you're talking about. Currently, the Northwest. Previously, the Great Northeast.
Okay.
Wow. Do you talk funny in both places?
I absolutely do.
Norm, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you. This is this is going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to the Virgin Voyage.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's good. Nice. Got to clean it up a little bit. But, yeah, welcome to the show. It's good. So, and the setup here is this is good, and we're probably going to do this down the road some more, so this is sort of test case with Norm, but we're just going to treat this like a live coaching. We're going to treat you, Norm, like a client and going to have you give us the setup of the deal and the challenge that you're faced with. And then Bill and I will talk a little bit with you in the room listening. And then probably ask you some questions and give you some coaching. And hopefully you can go take it away and use it to your advantage.
Yeah, good. So, Norm, you sent us an email that had a pretty thorough backdrop. Why don't you give us a minute or two version of this situation? You can keep the proprietary names out of it. But just give us a little background on where you were, how you got to this point, what happened, et cetera.
Yep.
Certainly. And thanks again, guys. I've learned so much from all your podcasts, listening to your podcasts and stuff. And, having this opportunity really, really is an honor for me.
Good,
so
thanks.
This is going to be a lot of fun for us. So my question goes back to your May 31st podcast, where you talked about the different levels of opportunities and where they are in the funnel and how much energy you invest and that kind of thing. You guys remember that one?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And so the situation I have is I have a relationship that I've built over the last 5 years with a vice president of IT in a company there. And I built this because I knew there was a real big opportunity down the road, right? And recently I even sold them a little piece of something. And so the relationship has been building, and it's pretty solid. And I get a call from her saying that the contract is up sooner on this big opportunity, sooner than expected, and that she needs to get going on it really quickly. So we schedule a time to get together, we meet, I discover what their needs are and that they need to consolidate, simplify what they're doing now, because they don't have much time, and ultimately save money, right? Mm-hmm. So I get the quote out, get it out quickly, saving them 40%, and we're going to manage a whole bunch of parts of the application that they're having to do themselves, so saving them some money, simplifying, met every objective, right? And she said, well, I've got to wait a couple months, or I've got to wait for the incumbent provider to get me a quote as well, which ends up taking a couple months. And they come back, and they can't reduce pricing. So I say, well, great opportunity, let's go. Let's get this thing done. Mm-hmm. And she comes back, well, I'm too busy to deal with this right now. So that sends up my first red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she goes dark. And for a couple months, and when I finally get through and get to reach her, I get a message back from a project manager, quote-unquote consultant, that she hired, that sends me a message that says, we're going to do everything we can to justify avoiding having to change from the current provider. And if we're unsuccessful, we're going to go to an RFP. Opinion isn't in their best interest, but And so where I'm torn is how much time do I really spend with this client where it's going to take me a lot more time if she goes to RFP. And the challenge is that my opportunity to win this is still pretty strong, and it's a pretty big deal. But it's going to take a lot more work, and the risk is much higher. And I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity to show the value that I could have before compared to, if we just done this the way that you guys have always suggested and done it right. Oh, and keep in mind that I started this, well before I started listening to your podcast. So there's obviously some room for some improvement.
Well, that's very succinct. That's good. So I think I have the gist of it. Do you?
Yeah, and I got to give you a compliment here, Norm. That was very, very well thought out.
Yes, it was.
We work with hundreds of salespeople all day, every day, and it's really hard sometimes for them to articulate a scenario the way you did. So that was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to this one,
yep.
isn't there? So
yep.
we'll.
Can I ask Norm a question first? Or do you?
I'm
going to
say yes.
Do you want us to talk?
No. You go ahead first? And ask Norm.
Okay.
Please do.
What do you think, what you said a couple times during that background check there, you said I didn't do it right or I would have done it differently. What would be the time or two during that process that you would have changed your approach given what you know now?
That's a good question. What I know now that she's definitely afraid of change, and hearing that you had a podcast that spoke about change, I remember, I don't remember how long ago. But now knowing that change is such a big issue to people today, I think I would have dove into that a lot more.
How would you have done that?
Asking questions like, how do you see this project unfolding? What do you see happening next if we move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And then asking the hard question like, what would keep you from moving forward? Those are some questions I shied away from simply because I'm like, oh, hey, this is a done deal. This is easy. I don't have to ask all this stuff.
Yeah, so you vaulted to this person as a prospect when really all they were asking you for was a proposal, which doesn't mean necessarily they're a prospect. So you jumped to that conclusion maybe too quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brian, you had some thoughts.
Very good self-awareness there, Norm, too, on that. Yeah, so a couple things, and we always start, whenever we coach someone, we always start inner game-wise. We always want to make sure your head is straight. Now, I'm sensing here, and we do a lot of intuitive coaching, that you feel you've got a good relationship with her. You've been listening to the podcast long enough to know that we first preach this idea of abundance and detachment from outcomes, and I'm getting the sense that you're okay with that because you've asked a couple times, how much time should I spend? Because RFP is going to be, you're not saying, guys, help me save the deal. So are you at a place where you're fully detached whether this thing happens or not?
Well, that's kind of where I'm torn in that, do I just say, see ya, great, forget the investment in the relationship over the last 5 years and just let it go. So I'm detached in that respect, but I'm not detached in that I see she's going down the wrong road, and my job is to help people not make mistakes like this. So it's really hard.
Yeah, that's a very good, very good way to be, and that's exactly to me what the root cause is or the root issue of this thing is. The one thing that I would like to suggest to you, Norm, to think about here is, and you said that that's really hard as an objective outsider listening to this for the first time, when we're really going down the path of all the things we talk about, this should be the easiest thing you've ever done, because high intent tells you to do what?
Right now, walk.
Oh, does it? Interesting. What does it do to you? See, I always had a different answer.
I thought he had said that high intent, he's attached to the intent
wanting to do
the right thing.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, I misunderstood. Okay.
So high intent to me tells you go to her and say, we've got a good relationship, and that's why I'm telling you this. A couple things I need to tell you straight away between the eyes. Number one, an RFP is a really bad decision, and here's why. Number two is if you don't have time to do this now, that's an indication to me that maybe it's not as important as I thought it was, and so I'm going to, maybe leave it be for now. Or I think you and I need to reset our relationship, because as I look back on it, I would have done some things differently. I know you're not real big on changing, and we've got to talk about this whole fear of change thing before we talk about saving money far and away.
So you're saying that talk about those now, even though he probably should have talked about them
absolutely.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
But there's still not too late to bring it up.
Never.
Bring it up.
Never. I heard a great speaker that, and I forget her name. I'll get it and get it to people. She speaks on controlling your thoughts in life and in business or sales or anything, called the do-over. And she said, if you believe in this idea of abundance and detachment, which she does and teaches herself, you always have a do-over, right? And so here's a great way. You just go back and say, hey, I'm going to cash in one of my do-overs and go back and do this the right way. I think that's a really, really good way to handle this one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And when he does go back, I think you almost have to acknowledge, Norm, that you might have missed a few things in the process. And that sometimes is hard to do because it sounds like you're putting yourself down. But I think it's more along the lines of, you know, when you told me that you wanted this, I got real excited. I jumped through hoops. I should have stopped and asked you a lot of questions that I didn't ask. And because of that, I almost feel like it's partly my fault that we're in this position.
Yep, that's good.
Now, you've got to have the courage to fall on your own sword a little bit.
Well, after listening to you guys long enough, that courage is there.
I totally get that.
Good.
I totally sense that in your voice. And now here's where you have to be careful, Norm. Our listeners, this too. Sometimes we create monsters, and I've been finding this in my own clients, especially recently, that will actually get a little too detached sometimes. And we'll throw in the towel too soon, or we'll say, well, she's going down the RFP. I don't do RFPs anymore. See you later.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people hear what we talk about, and they actually interpret it a little too far that way, too far to the extreme of being too detached. Mm-hmm. Especially in this case, you've invested so much time in the relationship. You can go back to her and say, I'm telling you this as much as a business-to-business person as anything else. My objective opinion is this. RFP is a really bad idea. Here's why. I should have gone back and addressed the change. If you want to do that, we can do that. You know, if you want to sit and stay here, I'm still going to have the relationship. I'll be around. We'll talk. It'll still be there. And your time will come again for this thing.
The challenge there is, wouldn't that be kind of discrediting her decision to use a project manager if she were to agree with me? Even though she may agree inside, if she was come out and vocalize, oh, yeah, okay, it makes sense. Maybe I didn't need that project manager after all. I don't think she'd ever get to that point. I think they're going to go down the road of this RFP, which, again, you know, maybe I have a good shot at, but it... from the detachment side, you know, do I throw in the towel and say, sorry, you lost out the opportunity to take advantage of what I can bring you?
Mm. Depends on how much you have in your funnel. Depends on how abundant you feel. Because if you were truly detached, you would say, look, you're making a huge mistake. Or, look, number one, I'm not probably going to play in the RFP because that's not where we do our best work. Number two, I think you're making a mistake. Number three, if you'd like me to be an informal advisor in some way to help you sort some things out, I'm happy to do it, but I'm not your guy on this one. That would be the ultimate in detachment and still have high intent and still tell them that you will work with them.
Yeah.
Brooke had a situation this week. I don't know if you know Brooke Green. She sometimes joins us on this. She's got a podcast called The Ultimate Sales Check, and she had that very thing happen where a guy walked into this huge deal. I mean, this monster deal. Have you heard this story, Brian?
Uh-uh.
About 3 or 4 months ago, and said, look, you guys are going to buy price. I'm the high price provider, so I'm not playing. But I like you guys, so I'll be happy to help out and advise as I can so that you guys can find the lowest price provider. That's not me. And they said, okay, fine, we'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
He found out Friday he got all the business.
Oh, did he really? Good for him.
And so, but the reason is because at some point those guys are sitting around the room there saying, now, wait a minute. Why aren't we asking him to bid? He knows all about our specs. No other company came in here and offered to do this. And we've given him all the information. So he was literally playing with all the cards. He knew all the cards. But he let them come to him and say, I want you to play.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. And we got to close up because this has been very good. But we need to get to the end. Let's suppose that she calls you back at some point. You do this, and you kind of agree to disagree on this, and she calls you back and said, okay, Norm, I want you to participate in this RFP. It's going out to 5 vendors. How are you going to handle that?
Oh.
Because now you're going to be right back where you were a year ago or 6 months ago.
Yep. This is where we get paid the big bucks, Norm.
Yep.
Whenever you get the O and the sigh, we know we've hit a chord here.
Exactly. And that's where my head spins.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Don't leave me hanging, guys.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell
we'll
you what
address
to do.
That. Yeah.
In the next show.
In November.
Yeah, right.
2010.
We'll get Norm back on. Those are things you contemplate and you think about, and then you make a decision, and you never look back.
Okay.
You can always go down an RFP route and be detached and understand where the odds are. I don't think it's, you know, I don't use a bad word here, but, you know, like prostituting ourselves out just going down the RFP. It doesn't have to be that way. And there's no right or wrong to it. They're choose to or choose not to. The big thing is, though, once you make the choice, don't look back and second guess it. And then over time, you'll learn different outcomes. So you'll not do one. You go, darn it! I wish I would have done that. Yeah. I could have won that. And then you'll do one that you lost. Like, I shouldn't have. You have to. It's cliche saying. Can I do cliche? When I left Procter & Gamble, all my cohorts bought me one of those successory deals. You know those things. Mm-hmm. And it says you'll miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Mm-hmm. And they signed it because I was going off to start my own business. And that to me that resonates. I went fishing true. This weekend for Memorial Day.
Yep.
And my father-in-law made a comment to my son, my five-year-old son, who was sitting there with his line in the boat. Sam, you're never going to catch any fish with your fishing pole in the boat. And so there you go. So sometimes you got to do the things, right?
But I like what you say. If you're going to go down the RFP path, go down 100%.
Yes.
Don't always go down with 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I hope this has helped, and we appreciate you playing the game here with us. And we are going to send you the latest edition of the playbook. It's an audio version of the playbook. It's the top 15 scenarios that salespeople face. We're going to send that off to you immediately when we get off the air.
Oh, I appreciate that very much, guys.
You got your address. Okay.
Appreciate
it. Keep listening, man.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks for your help, Norm.
All right. See you guys.
So what did you think of that? It was our maiden voyage here with a coach.
Yeah,
that was
first
a very
of all,
complex.
Yeah, very complex, but very good. Very well thought out from Norm. He did a great job thinking it out. Lots there that we could have done four podcasts just in that one. Everything from how to start to how to handle it when it's squirrely in the end, to RFPs, to when a third-party project manager gets inserted into the process. There's a whole lot there that we just didn't have time to get to, but definitely inspirational and I can tell the guy has changed since he's listened to the podcast, and I've never met him before today. You can just tell.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel good.
If you have a situation you want coached on, we'll probably do this again. Maybe once a month we'll do this.
Yeah, just email us.
Yeah, just email us at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. Give us a little kind of a background of the scenario that you're in. And, of course, we don't want you to use any first names or last names or company names. You can use your company name, but nobody else's, no prospect names.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on the air here in the next couple
months. Yeah, we describe Norm's name as really Norman, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.